Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Finding Your True Identity.
My text is Mark 10, 35 to 45, the request of James and John. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. What is human life about? What is your life about and our life? James and John think they have the answer or the key to ultimate happiness, ultimate fulfillment. And they're going straight to the top. Skip the work of real maturing and jump to the end. Life is a journey, isn't it? And it tends to unfold in stages. Erik Erikson, the great developmental psychologist, taught about 8 stages. Very interesting and worth reading. In any case, one of those stages, which should come in early adulthood, is that of claiming our identity. Along with the outer work of establishing oneself in a career, starting a family, and all that. So, how do we claim our identity? How do we come to know who we are? Who am I, anyway? There is so much to do on the surface of life that it's easy to skip the real work of getting down to the true self. Some very wise advice about getting to real maturity comes from Carl Jung, Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst who taught, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside wakes. This looking inside requires both silence and time. Time to sit and be quiet and do that scary thing of going down inside and getting to the bottom of what's real. Or another way of putting it is getting down into my center, or into my ground, or the ground of my being. The ground of my being. This is where I meet God. God is not way up high and out there. No, God is inside me, deep within. For some reason, it may not be easy to get down there. It requires silence, both outer and inner, and time. However, if you do that work, you become a person of immense strength. And by the way, it's a fabulous place to be in. A wonderful place. Jesus' teaching today is that life is not about getting to the top. Listen, Jimmy and Johnny, you have some growing to do. Because for Jesus, life is about being strong enough to take the last place, even to be the servant of all. God bless you.